Hello and welcome to the Singularity Radio program, broadcasting live from our palatial offices of the Tesco Makers Syndicate. How is everybody doing today? We are a little late. Sorry, there was some technical difficulties that Cody has totally resolved because he's the man. How you doing, Cody? Excellent. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Very good. And to my right is Greg. Greg, how are you?
Great. Oh, it's great to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's get this show on the road. We are a little behind, so anything you guys want to talk about right now? Because believe you me, Mr. Weatherman is angry at the NOAA's closing offices. Because that's not going to be good for anybody.
Are they still aggregating the weather stations? Like, what are they actually doing at this point? Or is that still like, hey, up in the air?
The data's still coming. Everything is still working. We still have satellites in orbit that are operating. They're still beaming down data, and it's still being dispersed. But I don't know what this means. That's the worst part. We don't know how this is going to affect the data that's coming to us. And this is going to affect everybody because all the weather sources, everybody with a weather app in their pocket, everybody that watches the news, all these sources come from the National Weather Service. Either that or they're getting it from Europe. But generally, the NWS is what gives all the data for everybody in the first place.
Or is it like one of those things like the machine will keep growing and then just slowly rot?
No, this has to be actively curated every day.
Okay.
So this is going to be like a rapid breakdown if it breaks down.
Interesting.
I mean, we're going to go back to maybe having giving people, say, an hour notice for a tornado to back to, say, having a negative 5-minute notice for a tornado. Because back in the 80s, that was the average. We would tell people a tornado was coming 5 minutes after a hit. Now we can actually predict things for now. So if all the people out there don't want to die from freak weather events, you might want to get a hold of your representative and tell them this is not a good thing. Just a thought.
Well, our representatives were actually part of the problem at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been bought and sold.
Yeah, especially Akeem Jeffries. I was taking a peek at his donors. Not happy with that guy. He's basically being bought off by Israel and Blackwater.
That's right.
So, he is not working for our best interests, and he needs to go. We need to primary him, and that was the nice thing for me to say. He needs more than that, because he's a traitorous little...
Well, I... pick the lesser of two evils.
I always do, because I always have to. But
there you go.
I'm tired of that.
Let's not have the perfect be the enemy of the good in this case. So
I'm inclined to agree with that sentiment. However, they're not even good.
Yeah, but I think that's how we ended up with what we have now. If somebody was looking for the perfect when the good would have worked.
Okay. So not perfect. So not right. So many farmers, the farmers are suing our current administration because the USDA information they need to plant their crops isn't available.
That is an interesting.
Yeah. The administration is attacking our farmers. All of them. Our food systems will be destabilized and we're all in trouble in a little while.
So we're going to pull a Soviet Union. So
yeah.
1930.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the fun part. We're not deporting the illegal immigrants that all those people that voted for him wanted to get rid of. So they're still here hanging out, and they're too scared to work. So nobody gets what they want. I want them here and working and happy and healthy. And I don't want, like, to have the entire food chain for the United States be destabilized and watch people start to actually, like, 1940s type starving.
Well, the whole system is unraveling, and I think the curtains are being pulled back on this system that has been dysfunctional for quite some time.
But has it been dysfunctional?
Well, you know, 4 years of Biden, I think, began to realize some things.
Well, I could argue in favor of the Biden administration. Not all things, of course, but I do think economically they The Infrastructure Act, I believe, was helpful. I believe the Inflation Reduction Act was actually helpful. But, you know, those are specifics. I seem to be losing my train of thought.
I don't,
everybody sucks.
I think the larger problem, like, and we're going back to the science show, is that they're defunding all of these people with actual grants, and they're just defunding general science, and that creates a problem. I think that's my feeling on it. You know, they aren't funding science for science's sake, and you don't know what's going to be useful in the future or.
I think that's what they don't get.
The larger problem.
They don't know what they don't know and how, what they could be benefiting from.
No, I mean, you think about it, right? Franklin was playing with electricity back in the 1700s. That wasn't really useful until, you know, late 19th century, early 20th century. So you don't know.
What was it? Faraday discovered that he could create a magnetic field by running electricity through something. Or running electricity through a conductor, you could create a magnetic field, and he could generate movement in objects. And a woman said, okay, that's cool, but what good is it? And then he just looked at her and said, well, ma'am, I could ask you, what good is there in a baby? It does nothing, but down the road, it could offer infinite potential.
This is true.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, at the same time as everything unraveling, we're making discoveries that are just breathtaking, that, you know, our ability to control could be problematic, like AI, for example. Stephen Hawking said that that's one of the greatest dangers to the survival of human civilization.
Well, I view that as the only evolution of human civilization. Our descendants won't have any biological characteristics. They'll just be technology. At least that's what I believe, because I think, like, eventually, like, all the, unless we become basically cyborgs, where there's some sort of inherent benefit to having a biological construction that can't be replicated technologically.
I would go with self-preservation.
You don't think there's going to be a small cadre of human beings who have some...
Yes, they will be kept in a zoo as an oddity.
Not a zoo, but...
But why?
But, like...
I mean, you're also assuming that it's...
Their own community.
You would assume that it's that the AI is malevolent or they even care about us.
No, not necessarily. No, I'm saying, like... I'm not saying, like, some evil Skynet's going to take over. I'm saying we are slowly just going to make a million little Skynets, and some are going to be good, some are going to be bad, just like us. And there might be some sort of unity achieved that could lead to a Type 1 civilization... But that's the only way I see that happening. I don't see humans pulling that one off. We're too contentious and uncivil.
What do you mean by type one?
We fully harness the power of this planet, and we direct it to our will as one.
Of the planet or the sun?
The sun is a different type, right?
Type one is planet, type two is sun, type three is galaxy. Or
galaxy? Or like local cluster?
Time to look some stuff up.
Oh, it's not that important.
Well, like I said, if we're going to receive like a unity like that, it's got to be like some sort of technological connection. We thought maybe the internet was going to do that, but that just made us dumber.
I don't know.
I'm freaking out the cat by not letting it dig its claws into this uncovered piece of furniture.
I'm looking through. I know we got some news stories that I posted here. We're going to do an abbreviated defense against the dark arts today, I guess. And the only real tip I got out there for people is New York State likes to limit the type of, let's say, self-defensive weaponry that you're allowed to carry, to the point where you're allowed to carry a shotgun, but you are not allowed to carry pepper spray.
Really?
So, no. Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to actually have it, but you're not allowed to purchase it. There's a lot of weird rules, and here's how the rules go down. If you're an Amazon seller, they're not physically permitted to sell you pepper spray to your location. They won't send it. But if you're an eBay seller, all of this falls upon the seller, and sometimes, well, they just don't know the regulations they're supposed to be following. Anywho.
Couldn't you just go to Vermont?
You sure could. But some people aren't mobile. Some people are stuck in their homes.
Fair enough.
I want everybody to have a chance to at least defend themselves. That's it. That was my piece for the night. Go hit eBay. Screw Amazon. And screw Jeff Bezos. Y'all know it. He's an evil billionaire robber baron that is trying to destabilize your life and rob you of information. Not at all. Oh, enjoy.
Getting back to what you were saying a little while ago about Faraday. So there was a time before people had any clue about electricity. We experienced it, we knew it was out there, but nobody had ever had any clue that it could be harnessed. And now, you know, everything is electricity. So I'm just musing that there's something coming, something out there, some type of energy that could be harnessed in the future that we have no clue even exists yet. Maybe fusion, or maybe, what about dark energy, dark matter? What is that? There's hints about that. We know the equations don't work. But
I just want to say you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
We got to stay compliant.
Sorry,
we missed it on the half hour.
But yeah.
We started on the half hour.
What are we going to do? Are we going to master the Higgs field? Are we going to be able to actually learn how to control gravity?
Will these things that we're talking about be musings from a bygone era by the time that they're actually taking advantage of these, you know, the things that are in the realm of things that we don't know that we don't know? Which sounds like it's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Aliens.
I mean, if you look at
UFOs,
1800s to 1900s, you know, all of these things like radioactivity. Right. And corresponding to those discoveries, relativity, you know, corresponding to those were big changes in, like, world politics, accompanied by wars, accompanied by changes in you know, society, accompanied by... You know, you can go right down the list. Arts, mm-hmm. music, science, all kind of, you know, coming in waves.
All which impacts the way that we think about the world and perceive it, you know. So, you know, there could be a change coming that none of us anticipate.
Like, what if there's, say, a virus that starts reconfiguring brains? And it doesn't have to be a big change either.
Well, that has been happening ever since DNA has become a form of, you know, reproducing. Mm. Because viruses have lysogenized or incorporated themselves into DNA. And that's, people have been calling that junk DNA, and that makes up 99% of the DNA. Nobody knows what it does.
A lot of it's actually, some of those sequences are actually expressed. And they're called human endogenous retroviruses.
Yeah, they're good at, like, protein sequencing and stuff. They do have functions that are, like, worthwhile having. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, they would have created an organism not capable of reproducing or not good at reproducing and probably have been filtered out.
And the thing, some of the things that they call junk DNA end up being expression regulators.
Oh, you mean like...
Things that turn on and off genes within certain types of specialized cells.
Epigenetics.
Like, you wouldn't want... your goblet cells being located in your brain. You want it there because...
Is that how people start growing teeth in their liver?
That is a particular condition, which I knew the name of at some point, but... Yeah, kind of. It's when, you know, it's cells...
Teeth in their vagina?
They don't understand...
That's a thing.
Oh my gosh. There's somebody...
Kate Mulgrew was born like that.
I've seen pictures of... Oh my god. What?
I do believe Kate Mulgrew was born like that. That was like a whole little thing.
With teeth?
Yep.
In her...
Yep.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've seen pictures of people with cysts, like, on their corneas, the whites of their eyes, and it's like skin, and it starts to grow a hair. So they have a hair in their eye.
A hairy eyeball.
Yeah, a hairy eyeball. That's right.
Oh,
right, like on the eyeball?
On their eyeballs, yes. On the whites of their eyes. There's a piece of skin.
Ah!
You know, part of me is, like, tempted to Google this, and then the other part is,
no.
Like, no.
You don't need the nightmares. No. We don't need those nightmares, no. No,
it's
you're just going to wake up.
It's like, it's not infected. It just looks like a wet piece of skin.
It sounds gross and painful.
But it's probably not painful. It's just might be a little uncomfortable. If it was you and you suddenly had an eye, you know, a hair in your eye, but if you were born with it and that was your normal, maybe you wouldn't find it so uncomfortable.
I have all my pieces, all my fingers, all my toes. I am happy. I'm in one piece. Somehow, after all the stupid experiments I've done through the years, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned epigenetics. That's a really interesting one. It's like non-DNA forms of inheritance. And that involves this whole network of histone proteins that surround the DNA and help decide which part of the DNA is actually being expressed.
Yeah.
So once they add like methyl groups to positions in the chromosome, once the actual protein makers go in and sort of unravel it and read the code, they'll skip those sections. And that's how they decide, you know, it's basically the mechanism of how proteins get expressed.
It's believed they can control
DNA
that.
Methylation.
That's why, like, some pregnant women will go on a methylation diet to try to control their epigenetic switches.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
These are words in my brain. I've read it somewhere.
All right. Methylation diet. All right.
What is that?
I guess it. They try to control what genes get regulated and up or down regulated in their own bodies through
diet. As opposed
to
methylated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
methylated.
Better.
I mean, oh my
that's
god.
Better.
That's better. Definitely.
That's what they do to get you to take it.
There you go. That's straight out of the 60s and 50s, man.
Dark leafy greens. When you think folate, think foliage. Cruciferous vegetables. Blah, blah, blah. Okra, beans, legumes are good for... I don't know what they say they're activating, but they say it's good for anti-inflammation.
And I was going to say it activates their almonds, but why not?
Symptoms of poor methylation: anxiety, depression, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, allergies.
Poor methylation?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's probably some like health supplement
like
idiot trying to sell something.
Yeah, it sounds like woo. Like, how are you gonna know what genes are turned on and off, and it's, you know, and what subset of yourself?
I can feel
it. Concerned with?
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
I'll tell you which genes are on.
Bob and his worm might be able to tell you.
Excuse me?
Bob and his worm.
Bob and his worm?
Bobby Kennedy.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez. I wish you hadn't have brought that up.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Just went with woo-woo.
It's a real issue sometimes.
Woo-woo,
you know,
and weird things, but...
It's not an issue I would like to have. Worms in my brain.
I don't know. If my brain killed a worm from eating it, I don't know if I'd be proud or scared.
Well, I think the worm just dies because it ends its natural life cycle.
Oh, so it just got old and just said, I'm done?
Kinda, because it can't complete its life cycle in your brain.
And here I am forever.
It just dies there, right? I mean, that's kind of what toxoplasmosis does in the human.
Yeah, but...
Its life cycle is completed cats.
Yeah, but it's tiny. It's amoeba size. Like... The worm in his brain is a little bigger than that.
Did he... I'm not sure what kind of worm he's talking about, but some worms are...
I think it was, like, nematode-sized. Like...
Isn't that almost, like, amoeba-sized? Almost?
I recently saw a video of a nematode infestation in a human gut, and it looked like just, like, two-inch-long tapeworms.
Two-inch-long?
Just 100 of them.
Oh, wow, two inches long.
Yeah,
that's
just writhing around in that intestine, like, woohoo, it's a party.
So
yeah.
Amoebas are on the order of like 100 microns, which
yeah.
is like a tenth of a millimeter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nematodes are, you know, probably on the order of a millimeter to 10 millimeters.
There you go.
All right.
So yeah, little worm, visible worm crawling around in your brain. Cook your pork, folks. Jeez, don't eat raw food.
And your brain's not the only thing you should worry about. Sometimes you might also get liver flukes.
Yeah.
You know. Or heartworms. That decide to get into your liver because it's where they go.
Interesting.
It's the next easiest place to get to.
Oh, well, welcome to North Korea. They know all about these things on a daily basis.
As long as we're talking about parasites. There is one fish which is a parasite. I can't remember the name of it.
Lamprey.
Oh, that makes two.
There you go.
There's one that's a human parasite. And unfortunately, it burrows into your private parts and lodges into your bladder or...
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'll think of the name presently, but...
Oof.
We don't need a name. We all have the nightmare now.
You must... Yep. You know, I mean, you can't not feel that going in.
I mean, when Jaws happened, nobody wanted to go in the water. Well, when we'd go swimming with my kids, I'd tell them about this fish.
Why?
Yeah. Why not? I
mean, why not?
Knowledge is power. Oh, shit.
Kids gone swimming in the creeks around here?
Well, that thing's not around here.
No, it's not around here. There are leeches, though.
Yeah.
South America.
They're fine.
As all parasites seem to be.
Right. Well, a lot of diverse life is in the tropics. So that's one reason why you don't want to eat turkey vultures, by the way. Because they migrate to the tropics. And then when they come back...
They're loaded with parasites.
They're loaded with them.
Yeah, you see, I like the nice frozen north that has a cleansing cycle every year where we get rid of a lot of ticks and parasites and stuff.
Okay, here we go. The Condiro is a species of parasitic freshwater catfish in the family of blah, blah, blah.
It's a catfish?
Native to the Amazon, where it's found in countries of Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru. And it's alleged to invade and parasitize the human urethra and other bodily openings.
So you said it's alleged.
Parasitize.
Does that mean it's just got a bad reputation? Or, you know, alleged?
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. There's been some cases.
It gets dicey after that.
Yeah.
They can reach 7 inches in length.
Ah!
But just something like that lodged in your bladder is just so...
That is so cute.
...upsetting.
Look at that cat. Listeners, we have a cat in the room, and the cat is attacking its own tail.
Way more important than this stupid radio show. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say about your defense against the dark arts thing.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting away with open carrying a shotgun in New York.
Why?
Without getting bothered and stopped every, you know, many meters.
I got right-wing whack job friends that, like, have open carry setups. Like, really? My friends, like, my open carry is an AK.
Hmm. And they do this?
They say they do.
Well, they say they...
I've never seen them.
I don't think so. Nobody wants to be bothered.
Just remember, you have a Second Amendment on paper until a cop decides to just shoot you for fun and then go home and get a good night's sleep.
Right. It's on paper.
I thought it was carry and conceal.
If you have the permit.
Like, for a pistol permit. But I don't know if you can actively carry a...
An unloaded shotgun? Yeah, you have the right to keep and bear arms. That is the inherent basis of the Second Amendment, at least as interpreted by conservatives.
Which is kind of, like, funny, because you're like, we can't have brass knuckles, but you can have the shotgun.
Yes. No brass knuckles. No large knives. No pepper spray, but you can carry a shotgun.
Hang on, wait a minute. No large knives?
Anything over 4 inches is illegal, will be confiscated.
Huh.
Did you not know that? Welcome to the ridiculous weapon laws of New York.
Ones. The small concealable ones.
Nope, those are fine.
Oh, yeah, those are fine.
As long as they're not a switchblade. But it depends on the mechanism with which you open it. Like, my Icon opens as fast as a switchblade because it's got a little lever on the end.
Mm.
As long as you don't have to press a button, I think that's what matters. You have to actually, like, flip a lever or do something like that to open the knife.
It's interesting.
But you can carry a shotgun.
Right.
Think about it. If you're going hunting, you get to carry a shotgun. You get to put it in your vehicle, and you get to get out, hold it in your hand, and walk off into the woods with it.
Yeah, of course.
At several points, you're on public land.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we're just talking about New York here. There are states out there where you're allowed to carry a gun right into, like, a public, like, courthouse. They're like, nope, we won't ban this anywhere. which wouldn't it be like they tried to allow Congress to allow weapons on the floor, which I'm now.
Getting back to the days of dueling congressmen?
I kind of want it, yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't want Al Green to get kicked out of Congress. I want him to pull out a... Are we in the after show yet? No, nope. Folks, if we're going to go into the after show and you want to hear what we're going to say for real, head on over to WGXE.org. In the upper left corner, you'll see a little arrow that says, Listen. Click on that button. A tab will open up. All the various options for things that you can listen to on WGXE will show up. We're at the bottom. Thingularity. Click the play button. You'll switch over the stream. You can do that right now so there's no break in continuity. Otherwise, at the top of the hour, we will roll over to the next show. And in the after show, we get rowdy.
Well, I don't know. It's a small and quiet crowd. You know, it's all the quiet members, I think.
I'll make up for the missing ones.
Yeah.
There's a little angry voice inside me, always ready to come out.
Oh. Fun. Well.
Did I talk about chemtrails yet?
What do you want to say?
Sure.
Chemtrails.
Any person out there, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Do you or any of your friends believe in chemtrails? Not contrails, which are a thing that planes do. But chemtrails, where they think that people are actively attempting to dump chemicals into the sky to modify things.
I do.
You do?
There's records of it.
Awesome. Now, are you worried about SpaceX?
SpaceX?
Does that give you concern?
I mean, yeah, because a lot of their exhaust ends up in the atmosphere.
These ships routinely explode.
Right.
And when they do... They inject the atmosphere with tons and tons of metals and chemicals.
Yep.
And if you combine that with the Starlink regular decomposition of Starlink satellites, Elon Musk is dropping chemicals into every layer of our atmosphere on a regular basis at levels that chemtrails could never compete with. Just something to think about.
What kind of chemicals?
I actually wanted to look up a nice list and see what's in there, but you know what? It doesn't matter because we might not know what he's putting in there. He could put in something else that's not listed. So it's literally whatever he wants. It's Elon. He controls everything like a fascist Nazi, because guess what?
It's your SpaceX fuel. We'll see what kind of fuel they use.
I mean,
that's the majority of what they take up.
Kerosene.
It's kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
They're using kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're just injecting a ton of nasty hydrocarbons and probably,
But like I said, they carry payloads and we don't... Like, they could be dropping anything they want into our atmosphere and nobody questions it. Nobody cares. Nobody's like, it's poisoning us. But random planes are...
Kerosene-based.
All right, well, that's... I mean, yeah, I get it. But that's visible.
So when it's right in your face, it's like people ignore it? Is that how this works?
I would say yes. Because like...
Most of the jet exhaust is just water vapor, right?
Yeah, that's what a contrail is.
I mean, but I think that that's the problem. Like, it's visible. So like, let's say global warming. Like, I can't see it. I don't know what it is. So therefore, it's not real. Right? So it could be something like that.
But you see, the thing is, there's evidence for it. And it's like, and the evidence is starting to get in people's faces.
No, I get it. I mean, there's a very good mathematical model. There's a lot of good theory and all of that. But.
I do have to say something, though. There were like half a dozen articles accompanying the LA wildfires saying that they were caused by climate change. They were not. They were not. The end. The study that actually was conducted to show the statistical difference between what would have normally happened and what would or could have been generated by an alteration of climate change was no statistical difference. Yes, it's possible they were instigated and made worse by climate change, but there is no study showing this. I'm always honest with you folks. Climate change is real, but some people are using it to lie to you. Mm. Everyone sucks. Everyone lies. kill the lawyers. Don't kill the lawyers. That's something I should be allowed
to. I think the chemtrail conspiracy is more focused on the idea that the weather is being modified.
I wish.
By the injection in the atmosphere of chemicals like silver iodide and maybe
some
bromine chemicals.
Yeah, but that's how you cloud seed. That actually works.
Well, that's why I said there's actually evidence of them doing that.
Well, that's
they do
not,
it over,
that's
like, the
chemtrails. That's an actual weather phenomenon and experiment that works.
And that stuff eventually just rained down because the silver is, you know, binding to
sure.
In the atmosphere and thus creating clouds. Wouldn't that just like come fall out of the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's designed
and
to
poison the lake.
And poison the lake. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to nucleate. You know.
Yeah. The water.
Droplets.
The water that's up there, it just makes it form drops.
Yeah.
That's all it does. And it's, what is it, silver iodide?
I imagine it's a number of chemicals. You can use iodide.
I know a lot of things do not like silver in their ecosystem.
I've heard strontium. But I don't know about that.
Learn how to make atmospheric condensers and store your water. Oh, my God.
And water filters.
There you go.
You know? That you can only benefit by doing that.
There are systems that actually are set up to, that they're like, it's like a big green park that just collects the water. The water filters through all the plants, through the soil, through a substrate, and then into a filtration system, and then into a large storage tank, like back in the day when we used to have cisterns.
Yeah.
But now we like directly filter it using biotech, which is just, you know, a lot of plants just absorbing any heavy metals or whatever that might be in the water. And then you just filter that last little stage, and that's all stored for, I think, watering and stuff. Like, this is active in places that need it, like California.
Well, we're slowly turning into plastic. I mean, they found plastic, microplastic in children's brains, and, you know, it's like...
Reminder, every testicle on this planet has plastic in it.
Every brain on this planet has plastic in it.
It was a spoon's worth?
Yeah, but which one scares you more?
Depending on how old you are, enough to make a little plastic spoon. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Now?
About 7 grams, I think they say.
My question is that bad?
Probably.
But do we have any proof that that's bad?
I would
or
say
good?
It doesn't help.
How do you know?
In terms of
how do we know this isn't making kids smarter?
In terms of people's average
test scores,
ability,
argue.
I know.
Test scores.
Yeah,
are.
I mean,
maybe it's the only thing keeping us afloat.
Maybe.
What a horrible thought.
The plastic. It's
the plastic is making up for all the lead we ate.
Hey, I will say that what is it? The Catskill Solar System ranked 65th out of some 600 and something schools for the Regents exams.
Hey, that's not
so
bad.
There you go. Some wins.
And the plastic content.
No idea. No corollary. Just
nothing but plastic. These
no
kids
data.
Are like 35% plastic.
I was trying to make people happy.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's to the point where everybody on the planet pretty much has the same amount, city or country.
Yeah.
Unless you live really close to, guess what?
Recycling plant.
A plastics recycling plant.
Yeah, and I bet you got a lot bunch of extra. I bet you float real easy in the water. Hey, do we even need to embalm people anymore? We should be naturally preserved. No. Okay.
I've had things in plastic rot, so nah. Yeah, recycling plastic. It's
don't
actually
do it.
Not good.
Don't do it.
Amazing, isn't it? They lied to us about recycling plastic.
They lied to us about a lot of that. Recycle your metals, recycle your glass. Those make sense. Those are easily, like, reconfigured without a whole lot of energy. Do not recycle paper. Do not recycle plastic.
Not paper? Why not paper?
Same deal. A lot of chemicals go into it. You're basically, like, dumping chemicals into the environment that wouldn't be there if you were just processing. If you we just let the trees do it for us, it'd be a lot cleaner.
So you're just saying compost.
Ron White once sued.
Interesting.
Or got sued by a paper plant. Because he would do a bit on how disgusting it smelled. He's like, this place would make you want to smear feces on your face just to smell better, okay, when you walk by this thing. Wow. You can't walk by it without throwing up your lunch. And he's like, I don't know what's happening. Trees don't stink. Paper doesn't stink. You're doing something in the middle to make it stink. Stop it. And it's all the chemicals that go into it. So
it's like get out of the ink and
You gotta bleach it. You gotta
wash it out.
Yeah. Making paper from scratch is way better, and there's better things to make it out of than just trees. We can make it out of
hemp.
We can make it out of a lot of other
much
things.
Better.
Like, let the natural process do its thing. Recycle your metals, recycle your glasses, burn your plastics.
Well, why not just use less paper? I mean, everything could be digital, but it turns out, I don't know if you guys have ever worked in an office, but, you know, now we're using 10 times more paper because we're making 10 times more digital pages. And, oh, we'll need a hard copy of that.
You know? Yep, it happens a lot.
Like medical records.
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Yep.
I mean, I'm a culprit, too. Like, I will print out pages from a manual if I got something tricky to do instead of just looking
right
through it on a tablet.
In front of you.
I still have it right there on my tablet in front of me on an 8x10 kind of page.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. I want pages. I want to be able to draw on it and, like, do stuff and, like...
You want to get underneath into the machine and be able to fold that piece of paper up and hold it in front of your face with the
little
lamp.
Flashlight. Yep, yeah. Exactly. Yep.
And what is that thing? There it is.
If I need it. Fortunately, I can memorize most diagrams.
We're in the after show, friends.
Yep. No, we just faded right into it. I'm like, we only had a half hour.
So shit balls, fuck you.
Oh, God. I didn't make sure.
So I'm under the machine working with the manual, and I've got my Google glasses on. I see, you
wow.
know. Now, give me a hard copy of that.
Oh, geez.
My Google glasses.
By the
oh
way, before I forget, does anybody know Matt Bua?
Yeah.
You do?
he's a popular guy around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just learned about him because somebody gave me that book, Talking Walls.
Oh, yeah.
And he's selling the property.
Yep.
And I'd like to see the property because, you know, I've seen pictures of all the buildings and chairs and stuff. And, you know, one time I'll have you guys up to the treehouse up there. And Rudy started doing that with, you know, building little shrines and stuff in the woods. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been outside of the treehouse, but...
I've never seen any of this. I just make fun of Matt Bua.
Yeah, I've been, not in its current state, obviously. It's, you know, you guys have changed things.
Come
but,
here, kitty.
Never been outside and, you know, in the woods.
Come here.
Yeah, it was all overgrown when we got there, but, you know, we've started cleaning it up, and I want to start building some things. And I want to talk to Matt, so if you guys could maybe give me his...
Yeah, we could connect you.
I'm sure someone could.
Yeah.
I don't know his stuff, but somebody in the chat definitely
Somebody
does.
Knows his number. If you want to call him, he'll probably reply. You know, probably pick up the phone. Don't know, though.
Well, I'll take the personal introduction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cody says, give me a call.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, he's pretty friendly. He'll probably be accommodating.
He seems like a really interesting guy. I've gotten 2 pages into the book, and I'm hooked.
Yeah?
That's good.
Because, I mean, we've got all the rock walls and like interesting, like shaped.
Plenty of them down in down near all those sort of back roads, yeah. Going up like Podoc Mountain and Earlton.
Yeah, we're right up
all around
Catskill
there.
Creek, and there's a lot of stuff right around there.
Yeah.
Man,
what are you looking at?
All the FBI agents that got shit canned are being vacuumed up by China and Russia.
Vacuumed up.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure.
They were instantly all offered jobs and money. Like, tons of it. Like, give us your expertise. Come on, come on, come on.
And they're that traitorous?
They're not traitors. Their government just turned on them. Like, fucked them. So,
I mean...
So you're gonna go to China and Russia?
Yeah, I would.
No.
I would at this point. Fuck it. No, not Russia. Fuck them.
Why would you go to the Chinese? They're probably worse.
Are they?
I mean, they're not actively invading somebody, but...
They are killing minorities. They are still, like,
right.
destroying
I mean, like,
the Uyghurs.
What they're doing to the Uyghurs is kind of a genocide.
it is a genocide, and
yeah.
it's being suppressed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
yeah.
talking about people in the millions.
Yeah. Being they're being reprogrammed. They're being killed. Like
their culture erased.
Yeah, exactly. Active genocide.
Yeah. All right. So yeah.
Yeah, no, it's there's no gray area. It's, I mean,
it's
definitely
kind of like what's going on in
not
Gaza.
Not to mention what they do to their, you know, their own citizens.
Well, that's different
as well.
Like, I mean, at least the Chinese, there's a pretense that these people will still exist afterwards. They won't. Their culture will be destroyed, but their genetic material might still be around. That might not be true for the Palestinians, unless they manage to form a fucking colony in what? Jordan? Are you kidding me?
It does seem weird, the idea of, like, you're going to move 2 million people.
Trump Gaza.
Well, I know, but just...
That is the weirdest fucking...
Didn't that make you want to fucking puke?
The bearded belly dancers?
That was the best part of the video. What? I loved that part.
That's just the tip of the...
I was glad that he had trans dancers, okay? And he was cool with it. But other than that... Fuck you! Oh, my God! Are you kidding me? These people will be performing 100 9/11s on us as time goes on.
100?
I don't know about that, but I think, I don't know, it's just, who do you want to be? Do you want to be the guy that actively is, like, party to that? You're like, ew, that's icky. I mean, like, when you really think about it, right? Even his, like, his golden vision of, like, creating this, like, mega paradise in Gaza, like, can't you help but... not help but think, like, hey, there used to be, like, all these people here, and we just threw them off. And you're just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to have a nice vacation spot.
Well, we did that to the Native Americans.
Fair.
So this is in our tradition.
Yep, that's our...
Fair.
I thought we were over it. I thought we may have learned a lesson or two in the time since then, but apparently fucking not. Jesus.
True.
Like...
You know
what? What happens when we take over the Inuvit territory?
The what?
It's Eskimo territory in Canada.
Yeah.
Nineveh. I'm saying it
wrong. Right.
It's like one of the
what happens when
I see regular weather reports from that area because it's one of the coldest places on this hemisphere. So that's just something
what
I'm.
About
all I know is the weather report comes from Inuvit territory. Like, there's no GPS coordinates or town.
It was just a brown area.
Yeah. Which, obviously, the whole area is not going to have the same temperature. There's probably, like, one weather station in the whole province.
I would say if we took it over, we would start extracting all of the oil that we could.
There's a lot of lithium up there.
Yes, and all the natural resources.
Just like Greenland. Those resources aren't for us. Those are for the billionaires that want to make massive AI centers so that they can replace all of us.
What do they need lithium for, then?
Yeah, what do you need that for? Like, it's not mobile.
Batteries.
Yeah, right.
Batteries, power.
I guess if you need backup power, but
when,
for storage.
When are we going to just ditch batteries and go to capacitors? You know, just instantly charge up.
We're trying.
We're working on, like, you know, ceramic-based things. Why is that not taking? The battery industry holding us back?
Because there are other implementations, like they started doping lithium batteries with this new element that is apparently making them way more stable and way higher capacity. It's all everybody fighting for capacity and the ability to actually produce something. Capacitors hold juice, but not a lot. No, they're all dopes. But capacitors, they're not capable of holding a lot. Like, the amount of weight for a capacitor battery compared to a lithium battery holding the same amount would be much greater, I think.
Don't you think it's about the paradigm, though? Is that people are, like, thinking, like, old school about things, and it requires somebody with a new idea to connect two things?
Think about what a capacitor is. It's... You've got, your positive and your negative legs, and they're separated... that you have, and they're connected to electrolyte, if it's an electrolytic capacitor, and they're separated by probably a polymer separator.
Mm-hmm.
What's a lithium polymer battery?
Like,
it's just that, but a whole lot, and very, very, very thin, all stacked together.
It's a many capacitors.
It's a whole lot of capacitors just stuck together. Sort of.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's an environmental catastrophe with mining.
Yeah.
That we've got to find a new...
Well, a new chemistry. Something that is...
That's what it's all about. It's all about...
Once we crack fusion, we won't
fusion.
Like store like the whole idea of storing electricity will become archaic. We're just going to be able to generate what we need as we need it.
Yeah, but how do you get it into, say, a little device in your hands? That's like this.
All technology shrinks eventually. What starts out as a room size ends up in your pocket one day. So if we can get a fusion reactor actually working decently, who knows, maybe we could scale it down. Might not be in your pocket, but it might be in the trunk of your car. And that means 10 cars could power an entire town.
Aren't there now nuclear reactors like the size of a suitcase that's meant for like a house or a small...
No.
They're not the size of a suitcase, but they're more like the size of a couple of hot water tanks. And they're modular reactors. And
they're on the market, right?
They are. And the AI bros were hoping they could get like 100 of them and chain them together to make some power, but that's not really going to work out like that. You just would be better off with one big power center, which is why they've moved on to making new power centers to fund their AI. They will build entire nuclear power plants just to run their procs.
Right.
That's happening.
And here we thought it was going to be a new... You know, new power plants to run crypto mining.
Nope, it's just to generate new AI models.
Yeah, you
can
say that.
Spell checks my emails. I'm going with that. Right? What is...
No, we just got a bunch of thorium we got to figure out where to get rid of, but my emails are all spell checked.
Great. It's like,
Google is moving on to all AI searches, by the way.
What?
They will be experimenting with that soon.
Because it's kind of like... You're eating their own.
They're gutting their own.
Unless they could, like, finance.
Remember.
No.
Google doesn't want you to have a Swift search query anymore. The longer you stay on Google's webpage, the more money they make with advertising. So the more they slow you down, the more better it is for them.
It is kind of weird because, like, they're going with, like, the social media model.
It is, yeah.
And that's just so good at spreading information correctly, isn't it?
Well, it's keeping you distracted.
I don't know. I would call that the shitification of the internet.
Yep. We just have to move on to different search engines.
I would
that
agree.
Don't.
No.
That don't hallucinate.
You see, that's where Tyson's going to be right about one thing. The internet's going to be like so contaminated with pathetic AI that human experts might actually become valuable again. People might actually turn to humans for an answer instead of the internet.
Well, that's kind of true, right? You ask a colleague before you're like, hey, let me Google this.
No, because everybody goes to ChatGPT now before they go to their colleague. I'm watching it. Watching it happen.
ChatGPT
is in your pocket.
24 hours a day working for you. Your friends have lives.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but I'm just read my email.
Good. You have good rudimentary fundamental uses for which are appropriate and probably very useful. But, like, how many people do you think were just fired from our federal government because a fucking AI program told Elon to do it?
Oh, my God.
Well, and that's how so many Palestinians are getting killed, as an AI program. Is just, they're giving them so many... Yeah.
Oh, for Israel? They're like...
During the genocide,
picking targets.
They're providing so many targets. Yep. They don't have time to...
They have a really good killer Skynet over there, but the humans are still pulling the trigger.
Which seems weird. It seems weird, right? Like, the indiscriminate nature, right? Like, why not just run a B-52? You could save all that electricity. You just carpet bomb.
Instead of...
Pretend... You know what I mean?
No. The AI is telling the B-52 exactly where to carpet bomb for maximum kills. They're working together!
That's
yeah. They're dropping those bunker buster bombs. We've provided something like 50,000 of them already.
Seems weird.
It's... Don't even get me started. It's just... It's so fucking upsetting.
I'd agree with you on that. The whole thing is an exercise in stupidity. Well, you thought... I mean, there's the one side where the Palestinians... Well, I'll just stop.
There's definitely an exercise of the...
It's a group of people that thought violence would solve their problems, and it really just didn't.
You know what's so weird is how Israel has infiltrated every area of the government. I mean, AIPAC is like bought and sold, you know, most of our Congress people. That's why, you know.
You should also look at how many of them are in a.
That looks like a cool light.
How many Israeli citizens are in, say, I don't know, the boards of various military industrial complex companies. The ones that sell the rockets and sell other weaponry and targeting systems or software.
But, you know, what I was starting to say is, like, I've been posting some stuff about Palestine, and I'm getting, like, weird messages from Meta.
From Meta?
Yeah. Like, I reposted something by Jeffrey Sachs, who's very critical of our government and from where we're going. Mm-hmm. And I got this message from Meta that says, "Did this conversation support your business goals? Your response helps Meta offer more relevant advertising opportunities. Yes, no. Are you fucking kidding me?"
Wow.
And the Jeffrey Sachs post was, "The U.S. is the most lawless country in the world." And then Meta answered with,
yeah. Well, Zuckerberg is compromised, and quite frankly, what happened is Donald Trump threatened to put him in jail for the rest of his fucking life, and he basically just caved. That's Zuckerberg's story. That is why Meta serves our current regime. Your information's being controlled. You are being controlled.
Well, it's been that way for a while.
It just got worse. It just got intentionally, significantly, blatantly worse.
Could just not go on Facebook.
Oh my God! Yes, please. Thank you. Do that.
What? Excuse me?
How?
I use what?
What?
I've not been on the Instagram or the Facebook in almost a year.
Wow.
You know, a lot of us use photographers. Use
no, I
Instagram
get it.
For business.
No, I get it. Instagram is still a valid business tool
and
for an artist.
Facebook too. A lot of people use Facebook. You know, what are the alternatives? Blue Sky, but.
I'm pretty sure I could get a job at any security company because I could just go, look at my social media, which you can't find because I've never been on Facebook.
You should try that. You probably get paid better.
I know. Just be like, look, here, my life is OPSEC. I don't post on Facebook. I will talk on my radio show because you fuckers don't know who I am.
Well.
Yeah, you do. Come get me. I'll tell you where my fucking house is. I don't even care at this point. Come get me.
Some listeners might.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh. With your lightsaber butane torch.
A fire dagger.
Fire dagger, not a lightsaber. Yeah, it is more a dagger size, isn't it? Oh.
All right, let's not burn down Brian's
house.
You could
send something enormous with it.
Think of how many things you're adding to the atmosphere, Joe.
Water, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and
hydrazine.
A little THC.
He wishes.
Yeah. I don't really want to say, because we're broadcasting the plans I had for this thing, but you guys are on the right track.
Oh, geez.
There's some cool plans for this thing.
You know what? It was creme brulee.
Yep.
Dude, I was cooking, I was eating some chicken the other day, and I'm like, this could use a little more brown. And it was perfect.
I told you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Little flan?
You could leave it on so I could use it like a Bunsen burner. I could cook over this thing. I could boil water with it.
Ooh. Yeah. You've held it.
It takes a while. It takes a while, but it will work.
Well, guess what? It probably took not as long as that that little camp stove thing. In the wind, in the snow.
We climbed Wyndham Peak.
Well,
and it was all snowy and cold. And
It was snowing.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what's surprising, right, with Wyndham?
A month ago?
That was pretty warm.
It was.
It went private, right? It's about $105 bucks to go.
It wasn't bad. It was all snowy.
Yep. Yeah. $105 bucks. Hunter, which is open to the public, is $100.
On the path, almost like it was all packed down, but off the path, like maybe a foot.
Interesting.
And up top, it was all like nice.
Everyone was up for about Wyndham.
Fresh fallen snow.
You're like...
It was nice.
I think because it was like the sticker shock of being a like a super high-end club member, I guess.
Yeah, like you go with that, pass. Like you like $200,000 or something.
Yeah, it was something crazy.
What are we talking about?
But then their day passes are $105.
$105 for a Wyndham day pass. Yeah.
Wait, they allow those?
Yeah, you can buy a ticket to Wyndham. Yeah.
I thought they did away with that.
I thought so too.
You sure?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only by like only private club.
That's how it like they made it sound, but the reality is like I could have just bought a ticket and gone skiing there.
I wonder if that's affected their business because everyone I know is under the impression that that's not the case. I mean, screw those rich losers anyway, but you know.
It is skiing.
I have a snowboard. I like to go.
There you go. Go snowboarding. Yeah. $5 Wyndham, man. It's cheaper than Hunter.
Well, that's still a lot of money for me.
You can do the Epic Pass. I bet you.
That's for that much money, I'll just go sledding or something.
Find a nice big hill.
Yeah.
My house.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
ED Powers right. is fun.
Oh, yep.
You get hauling down that thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, even on just, like, a cheap $5 plastic sled, you can move. Well, I kind of want to do something
like that, like, going up Wyndham Peak, because I have a roll-up toboggan. It's just a piece of plastic that rolls up, but you unroll
it. Oh, man. Where did you get that? Or just that childhood?
Yeah. Like, I've had them for a long time. I have one that is still in its paper wrapper.
The banana like, peel?
Yeah, the turbo, like, toboggan. Yep. And then I got the red one that I actually use, so I could throw that on my backpack and then just ride down the trail. Why not? Better than walking.
I go with that, too. That sounds like fun, Joe.
Well, we are going to... We're planning a hike out to Overlook. You're welcome to come with us. I will make sure it's mentioned in public chat.
Isn't that in Kingston, yeah?
It's Woodstocky, yeah.
What's Overlook?
It's an old abandoned resort. It's large concrete ruins for the resort. Like there's.
It's Overlook Mountain.
My boss has posted pictures of that.
There's like a giant. I think there's a geocache in the fireplace. If you reach up into the fireplace, somebody hid a geocache.
Really? Nice.
Someone mentioned
now,
that
is
online.
That like a used condo.
Oh my God! I saw this video that I did not show you guys. It was this dad and this kid just walking down the street, and this kid just sees a condom on the side, and he picks it up and blows it up like.
Oh no! Fuck you!
And the dad just freaks out, like no! He picks the kids up and just runs away with them. Yeah, if I find it, I'll
post it. Is this in Summit? No. Where is Overlook?
It's
by the Buddhist temple in Woodstock.
Yeah, that's the trailhead. So if you know where the Buddhist temple is in Woodstock, or just a bit north of Woodstock, northeast, I think.
And it's like a well-established trail. We could put a cart with wheels on that thing and just pull our stuff. Yeah.
It gets a little rough once you start going. Once you get about, I don't know. A mile or two. What'd you say?
It's actively
small rail trails.
Kind of, but it's more it's rougher.
I don't know if there was ever a rail trail up there.
Like, let's say like the old.
There wasn't. It's just it's an access road,
okay.
So
right.
They can get to the fire tower up there, and the cell towers.
The Otis Railway.
Yes.
No, there wasn't a narrow gauge trail up there. There is of course the Ulster Rail Trail, which is I don't think it goes up there though. It goes to someplace else.
I wish there were a decent set of abandoned rails that would make a rail car electric. Just to go cruise on them.
That's a great idea.
Like it wouldn't be hard.
You know, it used to be
Phoenicia, like, you can go the Huff Puff.
Yeah. It used to be like in the 70s there were people that had like private trains. Three or four cars, and they would just have tracks that were abandoned. Like, I remember out west in Colorado, there's a lot of, you know, track that just isn't used anymore. When Amrec took over, you know, the old DNRG, Denver and Rio Grande tracks, just not used, and they're beautiful. There's areas where there's just like one rail going through nowhere, no power lines, no nothing. It's just a rail going.
I want to ride it. I want to make a car and just go cruise.
Ooh.
I mean, you don't got to steer. You can just sit there, set your freaking throttle, and just drink and watch the freaking scenery go by. Ooh, sounds awesome to me.
There was one train I remember. It was called like the Indian Head or something. It was three cars, and there was a film that was filmed on it actually. It, you know, the front and the back had like curved seats and windows all the way around.
Nice.
And yeah, it was just luxury living, you know, kitchen, bedroom, all of that.
I think they do something like that in Arkville. For like the fall, they have on the old Ulster Rail Trail, they have a train set up, and it's got like a glass dome so that you can watch the foliage and stuff like that. It's supposed to be really nice, and I always wanted to have like a day where we all dressed up really fancy, tuxedos and shit, and just go get on the train for a train ride.
I know. I had a suit. I hadn't worn a suit in 10 years. Didn't fit. I was like, ooh.
No, like costumey fancy, like top hats and shit, monocles, like ridiculous, like real hot for ha ha ha. We're gonna go on an old school Catskillian train ride, minus the borscht belt comedians.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Do not tempt the kitty with flame. I know.
Oh my god, no. Never.
This is fur.
No, my god.
The fur.
I had a cat that I would do that to, though. She was cool. Like, she would always have this weird layer of down on her fur, so that if you put a lighter to her, the flame would go whoosh. Never burn the fur, never hurt the cat, but you just see, like, a whoosh across her back.
Wow.
Don't ask how we found that out in the first place.
I will not.
We don't go around setting cats on fire. That's not a thing anyone around me is allowed to do.
Well, on that note, I feed my cats.
I need to leave.
No. I am a kitty protector.
Yes, you are. You do a good job taking care of Crowley.
Thank you.
Cute picture of him, by the way.
Which one?
The one with the shells.
That's the holder for the stock of my gun. Oh. And I'm like, this fits him like a little vest. You could carry my ammo.
Joe, can you explain to Dale how to use G-Parthead to resize his partition from a live environment?
No.
What?
No, I already...
Why isn't he using LVM?
You told him?
I sent him a video! I sent him a goddamn video on it!
You sent him a video?
Yes.
Oh.
He's like, can you help me out later? And I'm like, no, I'll be doing the radio show. I can. Like, I'll be LVM. Stopped. But.
Why isn't
I
using that?
Mm-hmm.
LVM.
I'm sorry?
On Linux.
What about it?
LVM. You can shrink and
expand
your partitions.
You can just kind of do that with ext4 anyways.
You can do that to any, if anybody's listening and they care, you can resize your partitions on Linux using either gparted or the KDE partition manager. You have to boot a disk that's live so that you're not booting from the drive you're trying to modify. Wink, wink.
Right.
But if you do that correctly, you should be able to, if it doesn't work, you can run a defragmenter to push all of the data to the front of the drive so all the free space is trailing. That's how you're able to shrink an image. Successfully.
You can expand it pretty much at any time.
Have a good night, man.
Have a good night, man. Greg, thank you for coming. Greg, thank you for coming, man. It was great having you.
Yes.
Tom, wish him luck.
Absolutely.
Take care. It's about...
You should use LVM.
Yeah. Maybe.
What is LVM?
Logical volume management.
Yeah. Just...
It's...
You can expand the partition...
Is that type of partition?
It's metadata.
Yeah.
On top of it sits between the block layer.
Like, this is how we do encrypted drives, right? Like, I'm not entirely familiar with the system or how it works. So if you guys enlighten me,
LVM is how you can use you can do things like, what is it, like DM raid over drives that are not necessarily the same size.
Yeah, it's a useful tool.
Yeah, like you can present them as contiguous volumes, even though they're not contiguous and they're even separate disks. Pretty neat. When it breaks, it really sucks.
Don't let it break.
Just don't let it break, man. Smile.
Virtualize that shit.
Don't let it break. Left parenthesis. I mean, sure. Sure. Or use gparted from live environment if you just have a simple partition with a file system written to it.
Yeah, that was my method. You just boot the live disk, you go to it. Like I said, push all the data to the front of the drive to make certain operations successful or easier or faster.
Or be a big boy and start using ButterFS or ZFS.
Oh, BTRFS.
I was going to suggest Ceph.
Ceph? Really?
Ceph, yeah.
Hmm. I've always...
Ceph is used...
Wondered what it's for.
Well, it's to glue all those drives together, right? So I want to get all these drives to work together as one, and then you can expand it across, you know, whole networks. So you can glue all the drives together, and then you can move all your stuff around.
Whoa.
That sounds dangerous.
So, because Proxmox, right? So if you're going to create a cluster of machines, right, and you want to fail the machine between the two machines, right? So you have two physical servers, and then you have a virtual server, right? You're going to glue them together with Ceph. And then you can write over the network so you get the parity bits. And then you can move your virtual machines all around, and they don't die.
You have high availability.
Exactly.
So say your server in one... side of the data center dies. It's gonna move.
Lives over.
It's gonna be fine over here too. You know?
Exactly.
And just switches right over. No interruptions in service.
So there is a redundancy in the data retention.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, all right. So
that's what Ceph is all about.
Yes. Yeah,
so that's the only part I was missing. I was just saying, I was thinking of like 10 hard drives acting as one, so that if one died, your data is just like jigsaw piece missing.
Yeah.
It's like
a raid away.
I'm always expecting the hard drive to die.
It's like that, but not quite.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was good.
Something you've worked with?
We're toying with it because VMware is so goddamn expensive.
Oof. God.
And that's what we have now with vSAN. So we're like, all right, well, what can we do that instead, right? And so... there's that. Right?
Trying to make
Proxmox
with
Ceph. You can do OpenStack, right? But that, you have Ubuntu will help you run it.
So
you pay the Ubuntu support, which isn't terrible.
Canonical. Yeah,
Canonical support on that. You could run in a whole OpenStack cluster, but... does it have a nice little GUI? How much programming do I have to do? Is it just me who understands it? Those questions, right?
Right.
Me and one other guy.
Proxmox might be the way to go.
It's not as clean as VMware. VMware is pretty darn clean, as far as user interface and things like that. Mm. Especially on networking, when you're dealing with VLANs and crap, you can do it through a GUI. Proxmox, I'm doing it,
editing
a file.
Files, yep. Editing text files, of course.
Which is always low on my list.
They do have a GUI for mucking with the internet.
Well,
with the network
Proxmox
connections. Yeah, it's there. Whether it's worth its salt, I couldn't tell you, but because I don't have multiple machines to deal with.
Or
complex. Yeah, I don't have complex
stuff
set up. I'm
just going to have this other Nick over here.
Yeah, no, you've got a whole sort of system to deal with.
But get there.
I have one uplink.
There you go.
So it's simplest case. Don't
pretty much, you have management.
Mm-hmm. Well.
KVM with multipass is pretty easy to use, too.
KVM with multipass? What's multipass?
Multipass. Corbin Dallas multipass.
What? Mbutu did that one just to make spinning up virtual machines easier in KVM natively.
All right.
Worthwhile. Like, if you don't want to be harassed by, like, hey, you didn't pay for this.
Right.
You know? Yep.
Gotcha.
Your free trial of WinRAR was about to expire.
Your free trial of WinRAR was about to expire?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You didn't pay for that.
Yeah, I heard WinRAR just got a dark mode.
Did it?
Are you serious? is that like a
who
joke?
Actually uses that?
I don't know.
Oh, my fucking God. Every time I go to download a goddamn comic book from the internet, it's in a CBR format.
Yeah.
CBR is a RAR archive of just images.
Interesting.
So what I have to do is decompress it, because RAR archives don't decompress well on Linux because it's fucking proprietary and it's stupid. So I do a decompression of the CBR into its own folder. I drop into it, and then I run my own script, which takes everything in that folder and then recompresses it as a zip file and names it a CBZ. So then it loads into any free comic book or PDF reader. And then I can watch my comics.
Wow.
And
interesting.
And like, once in a while, I'll get a comic that's made in CBZ format. Like, okay, thank you. But like 99% of them are just R's. Like, why?
Who is?
Yeah, but that's like weird, because like you're in a pirate culture, Joe. Let's just be honest. That's where you're getting your comic books from.
100%.
So like, why would you use a proprietary format to compress?
Thank you.
Because like that's some bullshit. Yeah, but why not like GZ-Zip or just Zip?
Why do pirates use proprietary video codecs?
That's why I always get mad. Like, why is it in AVI? Like, this is bullshit. Why is it in an AVI?
I turn everything into MP4 now just so it works on Telegram or whatever.
Just encode it in WebM. Damn it. WebM.
Ugh.
What? You don't like that?
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Because, like, every time I try to do a WebM with something, like, if I toss it onto Telegram, it's a file. It's not
floating. Uh-oh.
Every WebM has to give a conversion with FFmpeg into an MP4.
Just MPEG it, right? Everybody understands that one. Ugh. Let's go with that.
I do.
It's the de facto.
MPEG.
No, MPEG. Like MP4?
Yeah.
Motion picture.
No, that's what I do every time, because once it's downloaded as a web app or an MKV or whatever, like, YouTube wants to be, because a lot of things I do are YouTube extractions, it then has to be like, okay, FFmpeg, input the file, and I'll put it as an MP4. Thank you. YTDL people do this automatically, but I haven't figured out the combination to make it work then.
Good night, everybody. Use YTDLP and YTDLNIS on Android.